Marriage is hard as shit. Welcome to Not the Worst Marriage Podcast. Well, I know, but now I'm saying we haven't done it in a few episodes because I roasted you. So now we're going to start this episode.
Do it, Queen Vanessa.
Okay, because you call me that. If you don't stop touching me with your feet, I'm going to fucking lose it. I know the chair you're in makes you scoot in so close to me, but I'm going to probably fucking lose it if you do it again.
Feet.
My feet are underneath my chair. You're reaching out on purpose. Okay, you know what? Not the Worst Marriage Podcast.
I'm Sterling.
I'm Sarah. This is Sterling. And we've been married 15 years. We have 3 kids.
Welcome to the show.
We live in Las Vegas, Nevada. What else? Intro Master? Like, you're the one that loves these.
No. You just... Shut. Oh my gosh. Let's move on to it. What are we talking about today?
Okay, so today's episode is... called Space and Boundaries, and I came up with the idea for this episode. I thought it was a really good idea. We were like, I don't know, I feel like we've been in a rut with podcast ideas, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh man, I fucking got it. This is gonna be great. So I wrote a bunch of notes out and then told Sterling, and he was all no,
I think it's stupid. So we're gonna record this episode about space and boundaries.
You're like, I don't get it. I think it's dumb. No, it doesn't make sense. No, you said you're gonna have to sell me on this one. And it took me like 3 days, but eventually I did.
Yeah.
I had to just use simpler sentences.
And negotiating tactics.
I had to really use my mouth to get you into this one. Okay, so I think I finally convinced you when I told you what the difference between space and boundaries is.
Right. And explain to them what you told me.
Okay, so space is... like an occasional need. Like, you need space, like, based on, like, emotional things. Like, we got into a fight, I need space. You know, my grandpa died, I need space. Like, you don't need that space all the time. It's not a constant.
And when you talk about space, you mean, like, we're not talking to each other. Like, you're kind of just distant. You need to be maybe some alone time.
For me,
there's... maybe no conversation, no eye contact. How much space do you need?
Well, I think sometimes...
What's on your rider?
What, like, do I lean more towards?
Yeah.
Emotional space versus physical space.
Okay. So you just, let's not talk about anything. Maybe we can talk about the news or something?
No, like, I don't say anything.
You just want to sit on the couch and
I need mental space from you. I don't want you to ignore me. I want you to respect my space and we'll get into the difference.
Like? Is it ignoring you? Not talking
we'll
to
get
you?
Into the we'll get into the difference in a second. Okay. But okay, so space is something you need occasionally. A boundary is something that never changes. Like a boundary isn't something that depends on like your mood or your day or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a wall you build.
Your finances. Like, it is a permanent line. You need that boundary 365.
Yeah, and in marriages we know that those kind of get pushed a little bit.
You know, they get the boundaries, the borders, you know. Shift over the years. There's wars.
Certain battles are lost.
you try to pick up a battle
a couple years later.
So they take your land. You're like, fuck, that's not even mine anymore. Yeah. Then you fall under my jurisdiction any longer.
Like water next to my bed.
Right. Oh, God. Well, that's actually a great fucking example. That's yeah. You used to have that boundary, and after years
my
of
water.
Warfare.
Now it's our water.
Used to be your water. Now... it's my water. Okay. It's our...
Don't do that to me.
Air quotes.
Don't emasculate
it's
me
It's our
like
water. You're all, please no. Treaty. We have a treaty. So fucking stupid. I can't believe anyone listens to this. Please don't turn us off. Okay. So...
that's great.
Now, I guess we'll just dive right into the episode. Space, we need. So... yeah. There's a couple areas that I need space and a couple areas that you need space. And I have more, so I'm going to go first.
Yeah, you have some.
Well, these are so funny because they sound crazy written down.
You wanted to do this episode.
I think this will help a lot of people because I think it's a great fucking perspective. So just let me change the world here, okay? I need space after a fight. There is just about maybe 1% of the time I don't need space after a fight.
Like, yeah, if yeah, like, we get in a fight, you when the fight's over, you still
no,
just...
it's not over.
Oh,
it's see, I don't need space once the fight's over. But if we're still like, even if we're not arguing, if the fight isn't over, I don't fucking know you. I don't know her. I've never heard of her.
Hey, bitch, I don't know you.
I don't even know what are you doing in my house right now.
Just looking at you with disgust.
I can't fake really
yeah, you can't
even
put
being...
on a happy face.
No, I don't want to put on a happy face. I'm sorry, no. I deal with my emotions in a healthy way. And so I, you know, communicate.
Silence.
I'm not...
Body language is a...
Dude, I can't fucking hide it. I can't hide my body language, and I can't, I really can't hide the way I feel ever.
But use words sometimes. Yours well, is just a silent treatment. Boom.
No, I need to use words when I'm not mad, because when I need space, like, I don't have any words for you. Well, no, I lied. I have lots of words for you in those times. They're just not ones that you want to hear or that I want to have to apologize for later. So I don't say anything.
You're so much more wise than I am.
Yeah, you should take some fucking tips then, my man.
I should, because I say some stupid shit and get in trouble.
God, every fucking day. God, okay. Yeah, like space a trigger after... warning. Just hear you
yeah,
say
space
that.
After a fight, yeah. But you said after a fight.
After, yeah, no, like, it's after a fight. So.
Is it after a fight you lose? Is that when you still need space?
Like, I said fight. I didn't say if you were right or I was wrong. This is a huge character flaw. It's not...
I think it's more when you lose a fight. When you win a fight, then
not
then
true
you're cool.
Because when you're no, not true because when you
You have to apologize. That's the fight you have to sit there and just like
no,
you
even
soak
when,
until you
no,
until
not,
you accept your defeat.
Well, okay, yes, but also there are times where I need space. Even when you have to apologize and you try to, I'm not ready. I need space.
Oh yeah,
I'm not gonna make you apologize when I can't.
And that's
I can't forgive you
for me because I'm like.
I know it sucks,
I'm
but
eat shit here and apologize and like.
But I don't ever
makeup.
Want you. I don't want you to eat shit.
And then you're just like, don't talk to me.
I just, if I'm not ready for to me, I think as much as it sucks, I think it is more fair to tell you I'm not ready for you to apologize because once you do, I will forgive you and I can't yet. So don't even waste an apology because if you apologize
oh,
now.
Oh yeah, and you've gotten so much, that has helped out a lot. Like,
yeah, to me, that's not fair. What
so
do you
now
get?
I do give you your space. A little bit better now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I've told you I needed it better. You didn't know I needed it. You just thought I was being a fucking baby.
Right. I'm like,
yeah. I
mixed signals here.
When I was like 27 or 28, I figured out how to use my mouth to explain how I feel.
Hey-o.
So take that however you want.
What's that mouth do?
What that mouth do?
Figured it out.
What that mouth do? Communicated my emotions. Hold on. I gotta write that down.
Are you writing a joke?
I'm writing a joke real quick. I gotta okay. You so you fucking hate that I need space after a fight.
I hate it. Because I want to make up immediately.
I
want to squash it. I want to talk it all out so we can move on with our lives. And I want to get it off my chest.
No more,
it hurts for me to keep it inside, and I want to talk about it. And you're like, Stonewall Jackson.
No, but what about, no, there are plenty of times where you're done talking. What about the times where, I mean, and these are the fucking fights that last till 2 a.m. We've done all the talking, and we can't, like, it's just getting worse. We're getting more upset. Like, now we're fighting about stuff that doesn't make sense. Yeah, the conversation is just over.
Right.
So...
that still hurts.
What do you need those things? Oh, okay.
No, that's just
oh, it
sucks.
An unresolved fight sucks.
But no, I like to resolve the fights as quickly as possible. And if we have resolved the fight, I don't want any space. I want to be as close to you as possible because the fight's over. So I don't want space. We're like sometimes you want space and you still have to like, I don't know, process the whole thing, even if both sides have apologized. You know what I'm saying? No.
Yes. No, I do. I've really made it a point to work on that because that's not, it sucks. Like that is terrible. It's a huge character flaw on my end. And it's so something that I can't help but feel that way.
For me, it's the last part of the reconciliation of like a fight. So that's why after fights, not having space hurts. Like I want to make up. I feel like we haven't made up yet.
No, yeah, we haven't.
That's the conflict. I'm like, the fight's over. Then let's fucking do this. And you're like,
because the fight's not over for me.
Yeah, you're still, but it's not over till you're done processing it. And then I feel like I'm like held hostage by your process. And I'm like, all right, it's cool. The fight's not over till you decide it is.
Oh,
now that's what it ends up being.
You feel like I'm punished, or you're punished by my process.
Oh, sometimes it seems like it's a little longer. Sometimes
don't you feel like that's the exact same thing? The how you need to talk through certain things.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's torture for you.
Yes.
Oh, I understand
you,
that.
You,
but I'm not doing it on purpose.
Like, no shit, Sherlock, you think I'm doing it on purpose? I'm doing it on purpose?
No, I'm just saying how it feels.
That's okay. I know how it feels. All I'm saying is we both don't have a process. Sorry, that may be a little defensive. That particular line of I'm held hostage by your process. Really, bitch.
Damn, let me tell you
a little story about my whole fucking life. So triggered. Oh my god, that was a wound.
First paragraph of our notes yet.
Oh my goodness. Blood pressure went up so fast. Yeah, so it sucks because I need space when you don't need space. We're just at a standstill.
Yeah, no, we're like,
it sucks for both of us because neither of us are capable of fulfilling that need.
But then you'll never get to a spot and be like, all right, now I don't need space. All of a sudden you'll just be sad and then be like, oh, now I don't want space. I don't need, now you want there to not be space and you want me to call you. And I'm like, why don't you say it? And you're like,
oh, I've gotten better about saying it. You're right. You're right.
You should just read my mind.
For the most part, yes. Like,
you haven't touched me in a day. You told me to fucking fuck off. And
like, you hissed at me the last time I got near you. No, I know that's an very extreme example, but that's true. I did that for a long time, and I didn't even understand why that was wrong. Like, it didn't.
Oh my.
Like, I was so not self-aware that I couldn't even like see my own impossible behavior.
Yeah, confused husbands over here.
Confused. Okay, that is not a woman or wife thing. That is an everybody thing. When you don't.
Oh, true.
When you don't know yourself, you can't fucking expect other people to know what you need.
Yeah.
Okay, what's another thing I need? I need space if I get really stressed, yes, but sometimes stress makes me need like comfort. But if I get really overwhelmed, like if I have a lot on my plate and I feel like that it's always all or nothing. Like I'm either cool, I'm smooth, like not stressed, like not overwhelmed, things are going great, and then all of a sudden, five or six things will happen all at the same time.
And that makes you want space?
Oh, yeah. It's overwhelming. Like, I can't. Like, if I'm overwhelmed by, like, regular things, not even just regular things, because sometimes our marriage can be one of the things that overwhelms me. But I'm not going to be really touchy-feely, like, emotionally. Like, yeah, I can't have those conversations.
And then it's hard because I want to, like, be there for you because I know you're going through a hard time, and I'm like trying to like cuddle with you and stuff, and you're just like, get away from me. But it does help.
I have never gone get away from me when you've tried to touch me.
You're a couple octaves higher, but yeah, it's
no,
like
never. No, I have never made a noise of disgust when you're like snuggled up next to me.
Have you?
You're
though?
Fucking high right now. Haven't you though? Absolutely not. Like, no, you're no.
Yeah.
I didn't know you did drugs, Erling. Unbelievable.
Yes, you did.
Okay, when?
I mean, your feelings are hurt?
No, you're next, but hold on. I was going to ask a question. Oh, you said it sucks when you want to comfort me, but does that like really bug you?
Yeah, because like, I'm a fixer. I want to fix what's going on.
Oh my god, that is, and you can't fix that, and makes you crazy.
I can't fix it. I can't do anything about it. It just makes me feel helpless, and then you're like, you want space and you don't want to talk about it or something.
But it's not about you. Like, why do you have to make it about you? That sounds like a fucked up question. No, it sounds like a fucked up question. Yeah. But I kind of am very, like, honestly asking why. Like, I literally need nothing from you. I need for you to do nothing. And it hurts your feelings. Like, I don't understand.
Now,
to me, I would, if
before,
there was something.
This is something that I've gotten much better with. Now I'm like, okay, don't talk to me. Fine. I'm off the hook for the next couple hours.
Yeah, like
it's like yeah, I got a break.
Yes, cool. I've always looked at it like that.
I didn't. I was always looking like, oh my gosh, my wife's going through something. I want to be a good husband and be there for her.
God, you're so weird.
And
that is so weird.
But I was like,
not weird. I love you.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, do you need anything? I would be like, are you sure? Are you okay? I would always like try to.
Oh
like,
my god! When you don't believe me,
and you were thinking. You would take it as I'm not believing you. No, I'm just really checking on you. And this then you'd like lash out at me. I'm like, okay, fuck.
Well, because
when I came to realize, like, no, you just need some. Because
you walked past the no trespassing sign and just like walked right in, like, hey, how's it going? Like, did you not see the fucking sign?
Right.
And I will shoot you on my property.
Space. It's so much easier. And I respect that space now.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, you just said something.
But I need less of that space than you do. Yeah. So it's conflicting.
Right. Right. But yeah, no, I've never.
Because after a fight, I want.
This isn't after a fight. This is non-fight related. This is just being overwhelmed.
For you being overwhelmed. Yeah.
Yeah. And just like shutting down, stressed. I guess the things I need from you in that time would be like making dinner.
Right.
The kids, yes, filling a different need. Yeah.
Filling a practical need.
I guess that's what I very rarely need practical needs. It's only when I'm super overwhelmed. I don't think I realized that till just right now.
Huh.
Side note, the listeners just get to hear this because this is actually something I'm just going to tell my husband. I will bet money that's why last year we kept having the same conversation of me like needing you to do things.
Uh-huh.
You're like, what? Like, oh, all of a sudden you're. Love language is acts of service.
Right. And I was like blown away.
And I just realized it. Oh my gosh. But that's because last year was so stressful.
I was
overwhelmed 100% of the time. See, this is why we don't need therapy, babe. This is why I don't need therapy. Because I just did this all on my own.
You just figured the shit out.
Yes. I just figured it out and communicated it to you in a very healthy manner. Because that's what that mouth do. And that also says bomb dick. So the other time that I need feelings,
just gonna skip past that. I can argue that.
The other time that I need space, and this right here might be one of the worst parts about me as a human being, is when my feelings are hurt.
Right.
And
eye roll.
Maybe okay.
Not at your feelings being hurt.
Bullshit. That's exactly. You're rolling your eyes at both of these. When my feelings are hurt. Fuck. I forgot what I was going to say.
When your feelings are hurt, that sometimes you want space because like you're so hurt, like you can't even think to look at me. Other times you want me to chase you down and like go through and like.
Yeah, but that's not what I was going to say. But that's not what I was going to say. I was going to make a great point, man. Oh, it's the worst part about me. Oh, yeah, no, that is I'm both.
That's what I just said.
I know, sorry.
Oh, gosh.
While you were talking, I was trying to actually think of my point. So you like, you're listening. Not going to fucking know it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
I don't know you, right?
Oh, God, that was a beautiful moment.
Being married to you is so fun.
That was so amazing. I mean, it's not boring.
That's for sure.
It's fun. Meh. Not boring. 100%.
Worth it.
Like
perks.
When you die, even if you die like super unhappy, I'm going to be like, Sterling told me every single day that like I just didn't make his life boring. Yeah. Not like that we were happy, but just that, like this.
That it wasn't boring.
That it makes it sound like it was exciting.
Right.
Like a good thing. Like it implies like, oh my gosh, imagine. A marriage is never boring.
And this is how I need space.
Okay, so they're okay. No. We already did yours.
Oh yeah, we did mine.
No, now we're talking about the space we don't need.
Oh, this yes.
Times we need situations in which we need to not have space, which is a really complicated way of saying we need closeness.
Yeah.
Really? I don't know why the notes are written like that. Why would
you
I write
it, Yoda?
I
like, what the fuck? Like
space we don't need.
You wrote these notes. It's not me. This is your idea of episode. It's gonna be the best episode Yoda. Ever.
Oh my god. You'll be honest, like the notes, I was all, oh, this is some good fucking Dr. Phil shit. But now that we're recording, I'm really,
oh, it's fucking written like
I'm really starting to doubt.
The force is strong with this one.
Holy fuck. Okay. Oh. Oh my gosh, my stomach. That was funny.
All right. So, Sarah, what is the space?
The space that I don't need.
What is the closeness that you need?
So, a lot of times I need closeness when my feelings are hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I have. Will you agree that I needed closeness more like years ago, like in the beginning years? Versus now, I feel like I need space more often.
I don't know. I'm a confused husband right now.
No, you're not. Shut up.
A battered, confused
you're
husband.
Not.
I would say no. You'd need like closeness more than.
Right. Yeah.
Than space you've needed more now. Like I think you're just getting sicker of me as you're getting older.
I'm getting sicker of you. Shut up. But I mean, I'm just a bigger bitch now. Like, hey, I'm just a bigger bitch, like,
gotta,
all around.
You gotta deal with your own shit a lot more.
Which is why I do, which is why I'm all, can we not fucking talk about our feelings for a second? Like, I'm trying to handle some things over here.
Can we set an appointment?
So. Like, for real. Dude, I would actually really like that. If you're like, hey, we have something to fight about, but, like, we're not gonna do it until, like, Saturday, like, 4 o'clock. And then I'd be like, oh, okay, cool.
See, I cannot, then every waking
but
moment of
I
the
would,
day, I'd be thinking about
no,
the
I
fight.
We can't
I can't
do,
I can't do that. I have emotions on my chest. I got to fucking work them out. And that is like a boundary space thing that it has always been in conflict with us. Because you're like,
right.
Tonight, right now is not the right time, Sterling. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. We're in the middle of an Olive Garden. I want to talk about it.
Oh, my God. You are the worst type of person. You
I
really
am the worst.
Fighting
that
in
is
public?
A character flaw of nine.
Oh, my God. That if is, that's fighting, we got to add it to the notes. Yeah. Fighting in public is a big fucking boundary for me.
Yeah, that's
and
not
it is not.
Side.
That's the but, that's a boundary you don't need.
Oh.
Is to fight in public. Well, no. Here's why.
I've done it, and that's terrible. And
it is terrible.
I've worked on it a lot.
So here's
you piss me off
we've
sometimes.
Been in
you just piss me off sometimes and you just say
I
something
just go to your fucking corners and then as
yeah,
soon
gotta,
as
you
we
have
get
the last
our
word.
Bedroom do-
you always I- jab is like
you wait, wait you think really- I have to have the last word motherfucker I barely talk to you you never stop talking
no I need
you
to,
always
I,
need to have the last word
I need
always.
You to understand the last word
so oh yes Amasa I'm sorry did right. I not did I not heed your instructions
exactly
That you're ridiculous.
I know.
Treat me like you're a fucking indentured servant. I'll literally kill you. I will win my freedom.
Where did that visine go?
You think you're battered? Please. I might have to cut that whole part out. That sounded super offensive. All right, let's move on. but no, oh, so why we run into this problem all the time, just literally because of the way that we process stuff. You process stuff out loud. If you fucking touch me with your feet again, why are you slipping? It looks
we're
like
at a weird angle. Like,
we're not at a weird angle. Bend your knees. Like, do your legs have to be straight?
Yes, the way that this chair is.
No, they don't. That's my chair. I sat in it more times than you. Probably not, but okay. Oh, fuck. What was I saying? You talk things through.
And you don't.
And I need to not talk things through.
Right. How do we stay married this long?
Why does my brain think that way? That's not how we stay. Like, we have stayed married in spite of this. Like, this has caused a massive problem. This has caused almost all of the problems in our relationship.
For sure.
Well, and I guess it would be different. It's not like you, if you don't talk about it now, then you'll figure it out by yourself later. You don't think about it again until we start talking about it.
No, I think about it nonstop, and that's why it bothers me.
No, but sometimes things remain unresolved on your end because we haven't had the conversation again. Whereas me, I did my fucking paperwork and filed it away.
Yeah,
and then that's why, like, you'll stub your toe, and then all of a sudden it'll be about something from 6 months ago. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because we didn't talk about it. Like, I gotta talk those things through.
Then I talk to myself a lot. I'm thinking you should try it. Because it's awesome. No, it's the best conversation you'll ever have.
This is why you always think you're right.
This is not why we should.
Don't argue with yourself.
No, it's because I don't fucking talk until I am right.
Except for to yourself.
No, I'm right a lot. Okay, what space you? Sometimes you need closeness. When
all the time.
True.
All the time.
True. You need space all the time.
I don't want space very often. I like my alone times. That's like.
Yeah, but
ever, but like I, for the most part, always want to be close to you. Like, I don't want to be in a fight.
That's emotionally, like, physically.
Even if it's like a little tiny issue, like I left the milk out and you yelled at me, like I want to fix that as quickly as possible.
Which is really odd to hear you say that, because there are so many times where like you'll mouth off to me and then just not say anything.
Well, I know. I get away with it.
I know you know I'm mad. No. I know you know I'm mad.
Maybe I don't know that you're mad because of that. Because most of the time, I apologize way quicker than you apologize. And get
sure,
that.
When you apologize, but most of the time it's why are your feelings hurt? I didn't do anything wrong. Not are you mad at me? It's if you're mad at me, it's not my fault because I didn't do anything wrong.
That's how I used
you
to
say
fight.
That shit. Or you're don't. I'll flip the table right now. You say that. All the time. You still do. Because the last couple of times you've said it, I have flown off the handle. You just don't remember that's the sentence that started it.
What is the sentence? Let me write that down.
Oh, man. You're the worst. So, yeah, you never need space. And then me needing space is even worse.
Right. Because I want to... Usually it's because of a fight or something, like some issue we're going on, and I want to talk about it, get it resolved.
Yeah, or even just move on. We don't, yeah, even or, if or it's not on. Talking about it. Sometimes we've talked about it. I just haven't moved on yet, which means we haven't moved on because you're not your own person.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I guess we're just really going down like the bullets on this one. Oh, is it because this was such a nicely structured episode? Yeah. Probably. Why it's important to respect each other's space. Why is it important that we respect each other's space?
I think it's a way that you show them love. First of right. all, like you give them their space to process, whether it's family issues like this isn't always about fighting. Sometimes it's about right. like
emotional stuff, mental health.
You've gotten in fights with your parents or your side of the family.
Right.
And I want to talk about it.
It could be self-disappointment.
Yeah. It could be about work or whatever. But sometimes.
Right.
If I don't, and some of our fights have been about those things. Like,
yeah.
I didn't want to give you space when dealing with like something at work or.
Right.
It wasn't always a fight between me and you. It was just like, hey, I want to talk about this because I want to like get it resolved for you. And that was like our conflict. Like sometimes at work.
Yeah.
And I'd be that's like, right. Why don't you just do this? Why don't you just do that? I would want to give you my advice all the fucking time.
Oh my God.
Time.
And then I wouldn't take it.
Yeah. And then I'd be like, you didn't
take your advice.
Right. You're like.
And then you'd be like, you're a bitch. Like, what?
I don't do that anymore.
No, not really. Emotionally, you did that. You said the word bitch in an emotional manner towards me.
But I don't do that anymore. But that was a
no,
big
but
thing.
That like, took a long time.
Like, I felt like I needed to solve all your problems when you would come in and like.
Yeah, because I couldn't come talk to you if it wasn't for you to fix something. Cause...
Right. Why else would you speak to me?
Right? You made eye contact. I either assumed you're horny or you need something fixed. Like, what else, you know, is a woman good for? Fuck.
But
we would have that fight. Cause I'm like,
we did have that fight. And now that I respected that, it allowed you to, like, you could just talk to me about it. And
well,
like,
because
okay.
It felt like it wasn't okay for me to tell you how I feel about my day. I'm like, you do not give a shit. Like, and then because I would like, this is the area of stress in my life that I want to, you know, kind of get out there because. To my spouse, who is the person that I, you know, dump my shit on and just want you to listen. Just like, I just need to like rant about it for a little bit. You
know, Carol at the office is a cunt.
Yeah. You just be like, fuck Carol. But instead you'd be like, I don't know why you didn't call HR. Like, don't you have their email? I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a link. What's your company website? I'll find the link. I'll just send it. And then you just send an email to HR. You don't have to deal with Carol anymore. And I'd be like, are you even listening to me?
I would never recommend HR.
Right.
You know damn well no, I wouldn't
recommend. I'm just saying,
HR.
You would like give me a plan of action like, as to how I fix my
hair.
my own problem. And then if I didn't, you'd be mad at me. And I'd be like, this is why I don't talk about my feelings.
Right.
It was maybe like, you don't respect me. Like, oh my God, what?
We'd have a fight about that started about work.
And then, we would have a fight about me talking about my
how
day.
How many other couples do that?
So many. That has to be.
That has to be
so common.
How many husbands want to fix, like.
Yes, men are fixers and women are like, listen to me.
And we're just like, if you just do it our way, problem solved. I don't have to ever hear about this again.
What's amazing like, to me
I'm
is
so
that you would literally,
about Carol,
you would literally rather do work than do nothing. Like, right. If the nothing is listening. Like, oh, if I have to listen to it again, like, I'll just go out there and fucking fix it myself. Because I don't ever want to hear about this again.
Sometimes it's that way.
Blows my... Do you have any idea how easy it is, like, not fix shit for people? I do it all the time. People talk to me, I'm like, man, that sucks.
Listening to people sometimes?
Well, the same thing. If you think about whatever you want to think about and you don't listen to them like I did at the very beginning of this episode to you, your life is amazing. you can listen to people's problems all day long. You're not even really paying attention. You need someone to listen and you'd be like, yo, that's fucking crazy. Yeah, you shouldn't have to deal with that. And then they're like, man, I really needed that. Thanks.
This is terrible advice. I mean,
is it?
I don't know.
I seem happy to you, don't I?
Are you?
Yeah, I'm very happy. It's because I know these little life hacks and you just fucking work so hard for stuff.
You don't listen.
I mean, things are going great, really. I don't see a negative. I don't see a negative so far.
Oh, my eyes are being opened.
The other reason is it's important to respect each other's space because sometimes that's part of their healing process.
Yes.
Like, they need to heal, and so they need that thing that it is, and you have to respect that. Otherwise, you just, like, draw their pain out, but you don't realize that you're doing it. That's just what you're doing.
Yeah, you're trying to make them do something they don't want to do, like talk about it or...
Right.
Like, they want alone time. They want that space. They want that.
It's not that they want it. It's that they need it. Like, these are needs.
Right. And you said the need for space isn't against you. It's for them. You said that, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So, like, that's...
I need that space for me. I don't need that space because I'm trying to punish you. I'm not trying to hurt you with it.
Well, sometimes, maybe.
I mean... Sometimes
I'll make
you
it last
shit.
Another day.
See, you do that. I don't do that.
I'll make her sweat just a little bit longer.
You're such an asshole.
Oh, such a cunt.
You're such a cunt.
Oh, I am. Oh.
All right. Break time?
Break time.
Making the decision to go to therapy can be difficult enough, let alone having to schedule the appointment and then drive all the way there. But we're really big supporters of therapy, which is why we love BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is online counseling where you can get help at your own time and pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist.
These are licensed professionals who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationship, even sleeping issues, and more.
Anything you share is confidential, and it's available worldwide. Financial aid is available for those who qualify.
Not the Worst Marriage podcast listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code NOTTHEWORST. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/NOTTHEWORST. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/NOTTHEWORST.
Hold on.
I already hit record, so...
Oh my gosh, why?
So better go. What's the next part? Yep, there
boundaries.
You go.
Boundaries. So what are your boundaries? So like boundaries, these are like boundaries in a relationship. Boundaries.
They never change.
They never change.
Right. Things I need all the time.
You want to do yours first or mine first?
I have more, so.
Yeah, oh God.
I have a lot more boundaries. I don't know why. I'll have to sit on this as to why I have a lot more things in my columns than you do in this particular area.
Oh.
Because I feel like you do, I don't know, that doesn't matter. Okay. One of my big boundaries is getting yelled at.
Okay, so explain getting yelled at.
If you talk any louder to me than you are right now in an angry manner.
Okay, so it's tone.
That's fucking screaming.
But it's not necessarily
to me,
volume.
To me, there's normal voice and then screaming at the top of your lungs. And there's no in between.
Oh my gosh. I will show you yelling.
Blood boil.
Oh my gosh!
One time he did yell at me like that. Once.
Oh my gosh!
I
don't yell at
you. Yes, you fucking do.
I raise my voice.
That is the. It is
my tone.
Here's the thing. This is not against you. It's for me. Raising your voice is yelling. I have said that since the day we got married. You've never listened to it. But raising your voice is yelling. And I am taking responsibility for my own actions, but then also communicating something that you do that I hate.
Okay.
I genuinely feel that, like, as how much I hate yelling, and like this is still an issue for us, it's made me yell more.
Oh, you have yelled
more. No, that's what I'm saying. I absolutely yell more now, and I yell a lot sooner.
Yeah, you do. You
because I raise your voice at me once, like I'm fucking kettle. Sick of you. Because that is how much I hate getting yelled at. It makes me super mad because that is one of our fighting rules, and it's always been there, and you've always broken it.
But it's not yelling.
Yes, man. It is. It's my rule.
If you watch Adestrada, she wants you to be like Brad Pitt, and your heartbeats cannot go above 80 beats per minute.
Here's the thing.
That's what I'm going to practice from now on during our fights.
No, because another one of my boundaries that this goes hand in hand with is that...
Don't patronize.
You get sarcastic when you fight. And it is the rudest shit ever. Like, when we're fighting, that is like my LinkedIn mode. I'm very professional. We only talk about facts. We look at the data.
Yeah,
and we find a solution. We do not get crazy. It's a fucking board
the
meeting.
The only time
I am professional, because that is not a joke. The only time where I'm like, jokes, sarcasm, no, it's disrespectful. Like, if your boss was like, hey, can you get me that quarterly report? And you're like, I don't know, can you give me the quarterly report? You would get fucking fired. Because it is disrespectful in, when it comes down to it, I'm not your boss, I'm just saying. I really don't like those two things happening.
Right, but I don't yell at you. I don't scream.
Like
it's in the movies.
You raise your voice, which is yelling. For this argument, you have to take my definition.
Okay, all right.
I know you know this.
I do. So I work real hard at not yelling.
I get. I don't even know if you. I don't know if I notice a difference.
I don't know if we know. We can't even agree on what yelling is.
I don't know. Probably because the second you get loud with me, we'll like punch a hole in the wall.
Okay, Kyle. with your monster can.
All of a sudden a shotgun Mountain Dew and then it's over. Like I do. I get mad a lot quicker now. So you wish that I could just fucking take it like in a fight. Because I am pretty snarky and I'm pretty quick and you know, we'll go back and forth and
yeah.
But
it's in the fight, you leave it in the ring.
You don't
leave it in a ring. You take it to bed with you, and you're like, you hurt my feelings with some of these things. I'm like, we just fought and yelled at each other. We apologized. That means we made up for everything we said during that fight.
No, absolutely not. No, it doesn't. What's the fight episode 3? Rules of engagement.
Yeah.
There we have lined out rules.
This is kind of like turning into like a second one of those.
Yeah. Well, because this is talking about that. Some of my biggest boundaries are around fighting. My biggest boundaries.
Right.
Probably if we could, I was going to say, we could probably delete the rest of these if I only got those two, but no, there's some other ones for sure that we could talk about.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
So those are my two big ones, and you hate it because you don't think before you speak. What is one of your boundaries? All of yours are ridiculous.
Wet willies. Wet willies. It's a boundary. If a stranger gives me a wet willie or someone, I'll punch a 4-year-old
for real.
Like it's.
Wait, did we? We talked.
I think we talked about this before.
But was it on an episode or was it in a live?
I don't know. But
just long story short, when our kid was like 4, he had the flu and he gave Sterling a double wet willie.
No, my son. Yeah, I was taking a nap and he woke me up from a nap and gave me a wet willie. I woke up, chased him around the house.
Okay, no, I was, long story short, is what I was doing.
The next day, I woke up and like...
Double ear infection. Now he hates him. Done.
Ears were bleeding.
Yeah, that's
what it was. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was awful. You hated it.
Oh. Gave me nightmares. Like 6 days of my head draining blood from my...
From his ears. From a wet willy. So I could push Sterling into traffic by licking my finger and sticking it by his ear.
Yeah.
He would walk in front of a bus.
Oh, and someone tried to fuck with me. It was like an adult tried to fuck me
recently,
like in the past year, and I had to get serious.
Oh, you got your.
I had to get serious. I'm like,
your dad voice came out.
I'm like, touch me and we're fighting, dude. I don't want to fuck. Like, it's not funny to me.
No, it is like
it's not funny.
It is a clear. It is a very clear.
It's
immediate.
Yeah,
response.
Yeah.
Defense mechanisms like.
Yeah.
Electrical fences go up.
Fucking won't
immediately.
Wait, like you anymore if you do that.
No, dude. I'm going to pay someone one time and be like, I will give you $50.
Are you trying to get me arrested? Well,
I'm going to hire someone super fast and I'll just make sure that they do it with just like water.
You hire some like MMA guy who kicks my ass.
I'll hire
holds
someone
me down
like
some jiu-jitsu hold and
like
just like forces
six,
me.
6'8", 400 pounds.
Oh, fucking, I'll divorce you.
But what if it was just like, nah, just kidding. It was just water. And then I was like, ha, April Fools. You love April Fools. That'd be good.
If we could make a lot of money off of that, then yeah.
A lot of money off of it, I'd be losing $20. What do you mean?
Like, no, don't do that. That would hurt me emotionally.
Girl, that's an emotional boundary.
That was so painful. Those ear infections were the worst thing I've been through.
It was like 14 years ago. Forget about it.
Okay.
Listen, let's talk about me some more.
Yeah, and how sympathetic you are.
This is kind of silly, but it's actually, you know, I mean it. I just choose not to defend this boundary, but I really hate the word no. Like, when you tell me no...
No one knows this more than me.
It is a genuine... I absolutely fucking hate it. It's... Whether it's something you can do or something you can't do, I hate them the same.
Hey, can we do this? No. Yeah.
I hate it just as much. My responses are different. I act like an adult about it. If I'm like, hey, I really want a new car. Girl, we can't afford one.
But then I'm like...
I know we can't, like, but I'm like, you're an asshole.
We're in bed, it's midnight. She's like, will you go give me some Oreos downstairs? And I'm like, no. And then she's like...
Oh, I'm so mad. It's not rational.
You won't?
Like, what? Oh, dude, when you... Like, this is... I work...
Because you don't ask for them every night.
I work on this. But if I ask you for something that is within reason and within, like, your capability and, like, you are able to, it's just whether you're willing to or not that is up in the air of me getting this thing that I want and you say no to it, I think it's fucking rude. Like,
you have two perfectly good feet and ankles and can walk
your
ass downstairs.
I did not get married to take care of myself, okay?
Oh my gosh.
I did not pop out your three kids and give you sons for a legacy. And that's the very big brat princess side of me, and I am working on it. I'm working on it in the sense that I don't let it hurt my feelings like I used to. But it does. That shit fucking bugs me. Like, and this is in my own defense. For whatever reason, it genuinely makes me feel loved when you, like, take care of me, kind of.
Yeah,
or
you
like
me. Yeah, I know.
When you baby me a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
Because, like, I don't need
shit from anyone. I like doing those things for
anyone.
You, too, though.
Not all the time, though. And that's what is... I want that to get at 100%.
Oh, it's never going to get... I always want you wanting. You're always going to be wanting.
Like, to kill you?
Sometimes I got to...
Because sometimes that's the wanting that just keeps going on.
Do me a favor.
But, no, yeah. When you... It's crazy, and I get it, and it's not healthy, and I worked on a lot. But, genuinely, I really mean it. I hate it. I really hate when you tell me no. No, you have to go.
Okay, you have more. Okay, mine
I do have more, but pick one.
My sink. We've lived
in... Yeah, you're super weird about your fucking sink and
like
your comb.
Four houses we've lived in, we've had two sinks. And
we have two sinks.
I know,
we.
But one should be mine, one should be yours.
No,
and they both end up being yours.
Both are 50% ours, which means we can use them whenever we want.
No.
It is community property.
Wake up in the morning, got a straightener and a curler heating up in my sink.
All
a
you
blow
have to
dryer.
Do is fucking put it to the side.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
your
like
makeup's
you can't
there,
use your sink.
There. I'm like, I can't find my shit.
Put your shit away. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
I put my shit away, and then your stuff magically just replaces where my stuff was.
No, if you
so
put yours
for
like
territory
away.
Territory wise, I got to keep them on the counter.
No, if you put yours away in the drawer, if you put yours away
in
the
drawer,
if you put it every time where it's supposed to be, you know my shit is out. Like, I can't
change
that.
Your shit just replaces where my other shit would be.
No,
I have no place to put it when I take it out of the drawer.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, you just put it like Google on the look side. At
my,
drawers.
My clippers are up right now. My comb's up. My deodorant's up. And then
yeah, well, I don't move
your palate will be replaced. So
whatever.
Now,
you lose your fucking beard trimmer shit all the time and you blame it on me. Like my makeup palettes have anything to do with your beard trimmer going missing.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Sterling's super worried about his sink. I don't get it. I still think that
it's a losing battle. It's
oh yeah, that wall that you built is just it's turning into rubble.
I want you to become really rich and give me my own bathroom.
Dude, we're gonna be super rich. I'm gonna build us a giant bathroom and then I'm gonna have one fucking sink.
You'll just give me some utility sink in my closet.
No, I'll make you share a single sink with me. It'll be a giant sink, but it's our sink. You don't get your own sink.
Fuck that.
I'll buy you cars. You can have your own closet. You can have your own toilet. Now, after having this conversation, your bitch ass is getting one sink. In fact, I'll put fingerprint little timers on all the sinks in the house so that like all of us can use it, except you. Your fingerprint only work on one sink. Oh, you want your own sink so bad, do you?
You're a horrible person, Sarah.
Oh my gosh. So funny. We talked about this at the very beginning of our podcast, like, you know, over the summer, like the first month that we had one, somebody sent us something and I realized that I had a boundary I didn't know existed, which is another woman cooking for Sterling while I'm still fucking breathing. Like that is just never...
It hasn't happened.
It's never happened. So to explain this is a woman was like, so my husband has a female coworker who, is, you know, she happened to be like cute or whatever. She makes him lunch at home, like a homemade meal, and will bring it to her husband for him to eat.
Right. And every day.
Every day. Every day another woman cooks her husband lunch.
Because they were like homemade. They were doing keto at the same time.
Oh, that's right. Oh, no.
It was convenient.
You're going to lose weight with a different bitch? Not on my watch. No, that's not happening.
They're just encouraging each other, Sarah.
Well, no, and I get this mindset is very like 1940, but like you don't, and I don't cook for other men, and you're not allowed to have other women cook for
you. Oh, fuck it. If you're cooking for another dude?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't do that. Yeah. The only time, I mean, I like.
No, if you were cooking for another dude, that. Oh,
would piss you off. Can you imagine?
No, I could not imagine.
No. It'd be like, what do you mean you made him lunch? Well, so, but I have. Well, so, and here's where it's okay, is that I make really good lasagna, and Sterling happened to bring it up to his friend that, like, I made a good lasagna. And, well, this is, like, his best friend that we know really well.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, shit. He was like, lasagna is literally my favorite food. And so you told me, so I made him.
Yeah, that's a nice gesture for like our friend.
Literally like our good friend.
Yeah, but it's not your coworker that you go to work with every day that you're like, oh, I got to make Johnny his
I made a single serving lasagna. Yeah, no, absolutely not.
You're calling him on the phone. Hey, does tacos on Wednesday sound great?
Hey, do you like garlic and lemon? Or like, no, absolutely not.
Oh.
No.
That kills.
No, I think that's so inappropriate.
That's what gets people killed.
That's what gets people killed, for real. I just, for me, that's a really big deal. And that is
that
fine.
Story was funny, though. Like,
yeah, that some people don't agree, but like, I view it the same. I view it the same sort of gesture, but this is because this is the way that I view food. I realize that not everybody looks at it this way. But like,
we love food a lot.
Well, no, but I'm saying to me, when you like cooking a meal for someone is very. Like intentional. And I think that that's like borderline affectionate. Like when we had friends over last night, I made them a good dinner because I love them.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? But that's the way that I, you know, look at food. I think it's the same thing. Like if a man were to buy me like a really nice piece of jewelry, obviously the dinners aren't the same or the prices aren't the same, but I'm saying that gesture.
Or buy you flowers randomly.
Yes. Or like flowers are probably a better comparison. Yeah. But that to me is... That's, I mean.
No, hell no.
It's a gesture. It's a specific gesture. So if Sterling, you know, ever.
This is why you're not allowed to do CrossFit.
This is why I'm not allowed to do CrossFit?
Yeah, because, you know, office romances with CrossFit, you know, they start cooking lunches for each other.
Oh, yeah, weird. Not okay.
I'm just.
Nah, I see where you're going with it now. You just lost me for a sec. All right, what's another boundary of yours?
Oh, pimple popping.
My favorite.
Oh, gosh, like the whole, like, Dr. Pimple Popper. Even she doesn't like it. I read an article the other day.
Blows my mind.
She does not like watching other people pop pimples.
I know. I've watched 100 hours of her working.
Oh, my gosh. It's disgusting.
It's not. Oh,
Sarah
will
gross me out. I can't do it.
No, I don't. I used to, like, tease you with it. Now I don't.
No, she was like, everyone should DM Sterling. And then these bitches, like.
Oh, did they listen to you?
Yeah, there was like 10 of them like tagged me and things. I'm like, fuck. I was so mad. I'm like, block.
You blocked people for that? That's amazing. I'm gonna create fake accounts.
Oh, it's so gross. I hate it. And if you listen to our last podcast episode,
mm-hmm.
you'll know why. Like, it has to do with me. Like,
oh, it's very personal. And I just thought it grossed you out for a long time. Like, you didn't really explain it, and I didn't really get it for a while as to why you don't like it, but I love it. I don't know what it is. I know it's super gross, but I have always been like, I used to want to be a nurse or a doctor. Like, I love medical stuff.
But it's just a boundary for me.
Just,
it feels like it's something wrong with me. You're poking at something that's
no, it's just a part of life. And like, it looks dirty, it's very nasty. Satisfying. No, I look at it as a great thing. Like a big blackhead. Come here.
No, I'll take care of it. Oh, the way you talk about it just makes my stomach sick.
I wasn't even, so I started.
Can we talk about something else?
Oh my God, you really want to just change the subject?
No, finish your story. Go ahead.
Oh my, no, that's cool. Like, are you okay? I'm going to respect your boundaries right now, man.
Ugh.
I'm a good wife.
Tickling.
Tickling is off the fucking table.
It's funny.
Never okay. I go from 0 to 1,000.
Rabid animal, like a rabid raccoon.
Who's the best jujitsu artist or whatever in the world?
I can't.
Top, like whoever is the best.
Like Royce Gracie. Like
I turn into an Olympic gold medalist jujitsu fighter. If I even get tickled.
No, you turn into like a honey badger. Doesn't give a fuck. We'll fight off 10 lions.
Yeah, but I'm good with my legs. Like, I'll wrap you up real quick. You try to tickle me. And dude, I'll throw bows. I'm going for the eyeballs.
You're not a fair fighter when you're getting tickled. It's like fight or flight or flight or.
No, it's just fight or fight.
Fight or if flight. You're just all fight.
It is an immediate physical response. I can't even control it.
Like, you will try to kill me. Like,
I will disable the threat immediately.
Like, I swear you were trained.
I did, like Jason Bourne. That's exactly what it feels like. Or like The Matrix, where all of a sudden he's like, I know Kung Fu. As soon as you tickle me, I absolutely lose it.
So what I do sometimes is...
I'm
not tickling you. And I'll just put my hand on her side.
He'll just like hold my rib cage where I'm the most ticklish.
Because I could tickle, but I won't.
And then I never do. Hypersensitive.
She gets so anxious.
And I can't...
It's my favorite way to torture you.
Just thinking about it, like literally my heart starts racing.
It's my favorite way to torture you.
Let's just be honest. The fact that tickle porn exists is horrifying to me.
There's tickle porn?
Yes. Are you kidding? You've never seen like tickling videos. Tickle torture.
No.
That's what I guess it's a...
What are you
suggested? It's a suggested category based off my search history. Sterling, they just tie them up and tickle them. It's not even, they don't even take the clothes off. It's awful. It's just tickling until she's crying. I'm sweating.
I have to do my research later.
Oh my gosh. I need to crack my neck. Like, crack my knuckles. I'm so
anxious.
I'll almost
tickle you later.
Please don't. Not after this conversation. I'll be super upset. I'm on my period. It'll probably make me cry.
Oh gosh.
Sorry. I'm trying to warn you. What's your next one?
Is getting voluntold.
Which is so stupid to me. I hate this one about you.
Why do you hate it?
Because we have the same life. We're a fucking unit. You don't need alone time, but you need to be not voluntold. Like, if shit has to get done with the family, like it has to get done.
Hey, what are we doing Saturday? What do you have planned Saturday morning? I don't have anything planned Saturday morning. Saturday morning rolls around. Hey. We didn't have anything planned. I told my mom we'll go to her house and help do this.
Okay, that's almost never happened.
It's
more so if...
And I'm like,
no.
Well, no, I was planning on relaxing the whole fucking day.
No, you're using the wrong example. A perfect example of the voluntolding that I hate is...
Good. Tell me my boundary. Go ahead.
This is just also a boundary. Like, if the kids want to have a sleepover and, like, I set it up and the girl needs to get picked up from her house and brought over, which the farthest it is 10 minutes away.
Yeah, and the conversation there and back.
No, I ask you, 20 minutes? How terrible for you.
Teenage girls go, ah, gah, 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 gah.
So yeah. I'll be like, hey, I'm not done working. Can you please? Or do you mind going to get her? Like, no, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
I still do it.
No, barely. I stop asking. Because it's
good. I love you for that.
Oh my god.
Because you're
I'm just saying.
You're the one who committed this, committed to doing it.
Then you set up the sleepovers.
Why wasn't I asked? It wasn't, hey Sterling, do you mind? No, you guys already agreed to it. I come home, I'm like, oh, and by the way, you gotta pick up.
Yeah, I already did everything. I just asked if
now
you
gotta go pick him up. What did you do? You said yes.
Yeah, talk to the parents, figured it out. I if they need anything, I set it up, take care of it. They want movie tickets.
And then
you
had to
organize a single sleepover, and then you tell me what I don't do.
I will.
Have you ever?
We lived at the other house. I had to drive all the way to the side of town to pick up Adrian, and all the way back.
You do that for Noah, Dick. You do it for the kid. It was our son's birthday. You had to go pick up his
friend.
But
you were like, what are you doing that night? And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well.
Well, the all of a sudden part, yeah.
That's the voluntold part. That's the shit that I don't like.
But here's the thing. If I asked you, you'd be like, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to have to go pick him up.
No, there's plenty of times if it's like, hey, I need this done. It's fine.
I feel like I'm having revisionist history right now.
I think
your favorite phrase is revisionist history.
Through a filter of just, you're perfect.
What? No, I said, it's my bad that I don't tell you. Like, I should communicate better. Be like, hey, I forgot to tell you.
Right. That so then all of a sudden, when it needs to happen, it needs to happen. So there's no longer an option of like finding a different plan. The only plan is for me to do it.
The plan,
so it's like being
voluntold. The only plan is one of us do it or it doesn't happen. I ask you if you will help me with this task that we are trying to complete for our family. And you will a lot of times just say no, and so then that task won't happen.
But we're trying to. I didn't know anything about. So how is it a we thing?
Because you're it's our bringing, kids.
You're bringing me
it's
in.
It's our kids. It's a we thing if it has to do with the kids. I don't know if you knew that, but if the kid had to go to the hospital, like it would be down to the two of us to get them there. If I was like, nah, I don't really feel like
right.
Going.
But if it was just
volunteer.
a regular Saturday birthday party, not a birthday party, a sleepover,
mm-hmm.
that wasn't a birthday party. And you're like, oh.
It's just something nice. That's why we try to say yes as much as we can.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we have to say no.
You don't even talk to me about it. And
like
you let the kids.
It's my bad for not doing that. But.
So then it's not my bad for saying, no, I don't want. You go pick him up. You're the one that said yes.
Oh, no. I think it's
you're on the
rude.
Hook.
It's just super rude.
Well, responsibility is rude. Responsibility is rude.
No.
Shut
help.
Coma.
No, not helping take care of the kids is rude. Because my time
being
is
a person of your
just,
word is not
my
is
time
rude.
Is just as valuable as yours.
Yeah, and you're the one who committed your time to pick up the kids.
Oh my god, this is gonna turn into a real fight. You're okay. Your turn's over. We're moving on to a much more serious, much more important boundary, which is I don't fucking like magicians.
You don't like magicians. You hate magicians. You think they're like
I don't hate
real
them.
Voodoo.
I don't hate them. No, it's okay. I don't hate them. It is, that is a, and it's not the person, it's the
art.
Okay, don't even say that. It is not art. Magic is trickery and foolery and.
It's art.
Satanic. Like, I don't like magic. I have never liked magic. Well, I lied. There are some, like, certain, like, sleight of hand things, like the guy who can, pickpocket really well.
Yeah, like take the watch off your wrist.
Yes, that's not magic to me. That is super super quick sleight of hand. You can literally see it, and it's something. It's not something that like I don't know is deceptive, and then you never know. So
right.
That is to me is not the same thing. But I don't know. I get
like
a bad
David
feeling.
Blaine.
Absolutely not.
Like when he puts like a needle through his arm.
No, mm-mm,
and he
don't
pulls
like
it out. No blood. You're okay with that?
I just don't care for it.
Or like
thanks.
When he sits there and like floats off the ground.
Yeah, I feel I like here's the thing. I don't necessarily believe it all.
Well, when we
to me it
out
is the
tooth.
To me it is the dark arts.
It's the dark.
Like defense against the dark arts. I think that's probably why I liked Harry Potter and like that magic was okay because I was like, oh yeah, this is good magic because they know about the dark arts, which is magicians.
Just magicians.
But I also don't like, well, we don't have to go into all the other things that fall under magic for me, but that is...
What falls under magic for you?
Hold on, I'm psychics. Curious. Psychics are another thing? Absolutely not. No.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
You know, Mercury must be in retrograde or something.
It's... Don't even say that. Blasphemous.
God, how many times does that happen a year anyways?
It's always in Gatorade or whatever.
In Gatorade.
Sorry, I don't practice the dark arts. I don't know the terms. But... It's just, I don't care that other people do it. Like, that's fine. But for me, it genuinely makes me very, very uncomfortable. And the only way that I can describe it is that, like, if you've ever had, you know, either like a situation or like a person that you're like, something just doesn't feel right. Like, I can't put my finger on it. Absolutely not. Ouija boards are 100.
This came up in our conversation last night.
I know. That's what made me think of it. No, I don't.
Tarot cards?
No, 100%. Then not. I will not be around it. I don't like it, but it's something that is as genuine as like, if you, somebody were to give you a really bad vibe that you're like, I don't know what it is, but I feel it so much that I can't ignore it. Yeah. Well, like your gut feeling, whatever feeling for you is, when you just get a bad feeling and it's like, I can't ignore it. That is how I feel about magic and stuff all the time.
It's
not funny. And it's been that way. It's very serious. It has been this way forever.
Forever. It has been that way.
Since I was a kid.
It started with David Blaine, Chris Angel. Like,
no, even since I was a kid, I was like, witchcraft? No. Nope, I don't like it. It's just...
from the devil.
It is.
It's from the devil.
I just... That is a big deal for me. And you know it is. And
I know.
You used to make fun of me for it, but I think... I don't know...
No, cause I did what? Before. Like, I didn't think like,
because you're like, oh, what, you believe in that? And I'm like, no, that's not the point.
Yeah,
it's not like I'm. Well, they're scary because they have powers. No, it's just something in me that is like, don't, you have to go away from this. Like, you were not meant to be around this. It's not okay.
Right. So my last one is my phone charger. On boundaries,
our phone charger.
No, it's my phone charger. I have a phone charger in my car. I have a phone charger next to my bed. They're plugged in. They're stationary. They should never move. No, they should never move. Until they're only for my phone.
I left mine in the car and I don't feel like going outside. Then I need to take yours.
So you take mine instead of just going to the car. It takes the same amount of effort. Go to the car and
get
yours.
No, it's not the same amount of effort.
But it is.
No, it's not.
You have to go upstairs to
the bedroom.
I mean,
I'm telling you, if it were, I would prefer not to get yelled at you for...
And then, so the other week, I get home from work, I walk upstairs, and I go to plug my phone in. As I'm plugging my phone up, I hear these footsteps running up the stairs, and Sarah running in through, crashing through the door.
And I was like, wait, don't look!
Here's your charger. I'm like,
wait, your charger fell by the ground. Hold on, let me pick it up for you.
I was like, you've been stealing this during the day?
Well, because I know it's a boundary of yours, and so I don't cross it when you're around, so I just cover my phone. I just cover my tracks and put your stuff back.
Oh, so I was like, I'm going to buy a label maker and label all of our
chargers. Yeah, but you didn't, did you?
That was on my list for Christmas. I didn't get one.
Well,
funny.
What? You did not ask for a label maker.
You didn't give me one. It was on my list.
That's because I'm not labeling our chargers. This is not a problem for me.
It should be. Now you have the super fast one too.
I know. So now my charger's always mine.
Right.
Which is awesome.
You're so spoiled,
such
brat.
A fucking brat. Okay, let's wrap this up. So this is kind of like the reason why we are talking about this. Like all the things that we just listed and the difference between space and boundaries and what that is that you have to know where your own space and boundaries are all by yourself. Because if you don't, neither will your spouse, because they aren't fucking mind readers, because, you know, psychics are dark arts. So then, if you don't know what your own space and boundaries are, you can't ask for them, which means they'll never know that that space and boundary line is there. So they will continually cross it.
Oh, and this is something has caused so many fights. We didn't want to. This is not like a fighting and making up episode, but it's kind of like navigating that, because
it's an obstacle course,
right,
on the way to a fight.
That's exactly what it's like. It's like an obstacle course. And these are the obstacles. There are spaces and boundaries that you need to navigate.
Yeah.
And once we started talking about them, it helped us like get through them. Even though some of them we still have issues
obviously.
With.
Obviously. Obviously, we're still working this out. But yeah, like, when you're there, like when you don't know what your needs are in this like niche area. And I think that's why at first you didn't want to do this episode, because it's so specific.
Yes.
It's such a specific sliver of what like we need emotionally.
Right.
And it's not fair to either of you. Like, I don't want to just constantly cross your boundaries. I don't know what they are. That sounds terrible.
Right. At the same time,
hurting you, like unknowingly.
Yeah. And if I need to give you space during certain times, I want to know why I need to give you space. And then it gives me
a little bit of boundary.
Instead of like me just pushing it. You know,
yeah.
Like everything's in relationships is fixed with communication, but like
You can't communicate if you have nothing to say of value.
Right. But sometimes you don't even know you have these boundaries.
Right. You got to figure them out.
I hope that people are challenged to like think about like, oh shit, I have this boundary. I didn't even realize it was a boundary.
Right. I didn't realize it was a boundary. And now it's years of resentment because they've constantly crossed it because they didn't know it was a boundary. And they think I'm just being like a fucking bitch for no reason. Yeah. When there's like an actual, because once we understood why we need these certain things, it made it okay to give them to you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier to be giving and understanding and to do those things.
Right. Well, that's what it is. It's understanding. It doesn't come off as offensive.
Right.
It's not like, oh, you need space. Like, you can't even comfort me emotionally. Or, you know, I don't know. When you don't understand, you jump to all these crazy ass conclusions that probably have nothing to do with the way your spouse really feels. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need space because I'm trying to punish you.
Right. It's like, you're not giving me the silent treatment. And if I'm taking it as the silent treatment, and you're just needing space to process it.
Right.
We're saying, you're not saying, I'm hearing something that you're not saying.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a fight that should never have to happen.
Yeah. And then you need something that to me isn't fair, which is you need me to apologize for giving you the silent treatment.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I'm not going to fucking apologize for taking the emotional space I need. Fuck you.
Right. And I'm like,
you're an asshole.
You treated me like a bitch all night.
Yeah.
Short with me all the time.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I'm like, I'm only saying the things that I have the capacity to say nicely to you. It is a gift and a blessing.
That sounds such like a bitch thing to say. I'm saying the things I have the capacity to say.
Because the only other things that I can say nicely.
Right. That's still such a...
No, it's not. I think that's being very fair.
I think it's fair, but it still comes off to the person going, like...
Like I said, you don't want to fucking hear. Right? You don't want to hear what I have to say. I promise you.
Right.
A couple times I've said what I was thinking, and it didn't go very well.
No, it didn't. And that's why I think that...
And you were like, this is why you don't talk.
If I give you like another hour or two, then when we come back, it's so much better.
Yes.
It's so much better. There's an ending to this as well. It's not just you give space and you don't ever talk about it again.
I just need a little bit of time.
You need time, and then that time comes to an end.
What's that like? A sieve or sifting? I got to sift my thoughts through and let all... the insults and the fuck words, the F words fall through. So that all that's left is what I really
mean.
It
takes you a long time for that.
Sometimes the pile is bigger to go through. So
true that.
I thought this was a bomb ass episode, by the way.
Kind of fun episode.
That's a great episode. Okay.
We'll see. maybe
we lose all our followers. We lose our...
It's your fault, sir.
All right, what's our next episode? Did we decide yet?
I have no idea.
We have the list. Well, sometime soon, we have a really fun episode where we're going to have our first guests ever. So keep an eye out for what that episode is going to be, because it's going to be a couple comedians and it's going to be really funny.
Thanks for listening to Not the Worst Marriage Podcast.
God, you can't even fucking say it right.
Oh my
if
gosh.
You like what you hear, if you like what you hear, give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Not the Worst Marriage, pretty much everywhere. You can also support the show by going to patreon.com/nottheworstmarriage. Sterling is fucking useless when it comes to these intros and outros, I tell you.